Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Bunch formation right, one back Chubb. First down at the San Francisco 12. Stroud in the gun. Here's the snap. CJ with a little time throws to the end zone. Caught, touchdown, Jaden Higgins. Houston scores.
All right, that was one of two touchdown passes from CJ Stroud. Spread it around. What, with nine different guys caught the ball in this game against the 49ers? And to me, yes. That Ravens performance, they put up 44 points. But when you look at the opponent and what they were dealing with, they were dealing with NFL players in this game for the most part. There are a lot of practice squad guys in the Baltimore game. It was just a different feel. And their offense, you know, wasn't giving them anything to help at all. I felt like this to me was their best offensive performance. You know, you wish they would have punched in a couple of those touchdowns early in the game, and I think D'Amico mentioned that today. But it was to me their best offensive performance, and I think it was potentially C.J. Stroud's best offensive performance. He was 30 of 39, 318, two touchdowns. He did have that one pick at the end of the half. It ran the clock out. Seven carries in this game for 30 yards, passer rating 106.6. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Your thoughts, your grade for C.J. Stroud after another must-win game against the 49ers. What was your grade? We'll start with you, Clint.
I've got an A. I mean, it was absolutely beautiful to watch him work. I thought the way in which he committed to the system for four quarters and never got out of character, when the opportunities presented itself, he took the shots down the field. He hit a couple of them. But for the most part, he stayed. They never forced you out of that death by a thousand cuts. So just keep on keeping on. Stay right there. I thought he improved on last week's performance in a big way, obviously, but really getting through progressions, knowing where your checkdowns were, getting the football out quick, and making sure you were committed to that and we weren't just talking about it. I thought C.J. Stroud early in the game, one thing that really impressed me, in fact, I think it's probably the most impressive, is I think early in the game on two different times, I literally saw C.J. Stroud verbally and with hand signals redirecting the protection up front, which we haven't seen a whole lot of. And so it was good to see him be real animated in that instance. It means he's getting comfortable with what the hell's going on. I think he picked up, he picked up a third and four. He redirected the protection and then threw a ball, so a strike to, I believe it was Jalen Noel. So I thought that part was really, really, really impressive. But he handled it extremely, extremely well. So I give him an A. The only reason that it's not an A+, the only reasons, there's a handful of them, right? He overthrew two, maybe three balls that I expect C.J. Stroud to make in his sleep. Little out routes. I know one was to Higgins, and I know one was to Noel. I think he also had one to 19, where 19 it was so high that 19 could catch it, but he had to drag. He couldn't get his second foot down. So that And that right there really is, because I know CJ is really a ball placement specialist and expects to be better. That part of it. And I think number two, the interception at the end of the first half, I think that would have been, you know, that was an opportunity for him to get into the A-plus range. If you drive down, if you make a couple of big throws there that end in a field goal attempt, even if it's a 65-yarder, at least get your team there. And then lastly but not least, I've got to save the A-plus for a game where he's got game pressure, right? There was really never any game pressure here. This was just stay in my lane and handle business. And so for those reasons, I can't quite go A-plus, but I can go strong A for C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, the pick didn't. I thought you were going to say the interception at the end of the half. Maybe.
Well, I don't necessarily care as much that was interception, but just in that instance, in 24 seconds, if you're able to drive down and get us at least an attempt at a field goal,
yeah,
you know, that's an A-plus effort.
I think he was taking a chance. He was taking a chance on that thing, and you got to at the end.
No question. I got to save a little bit of room for an A-plus in there, and those are the reasons why.
Cornbread, CJ gets an A, and his locker room speech is A for showing he is trying to be more vocal.
Great point. Text line
coming in, A-plus, A. Someone said A-plus, he is, they needed this game and they needed him to play big, and he did. Yeah, man, it was an A performance. And you wondered, all right, man, how's he going to play, you know, without his big weapon, without, hell, maybe his number two weapon, guys that he trusts, guys that he may not have a ton of trust in with Higgins. And hell, Jarrett Wayne got up out there. Guy, you know, he doesn't have a lot of trust in. Yep. The guy's had a lot of reps with. And you know, you said a word to stop using. You gotta be that fixer.
Yeah.
He was the one who said, all right, man, I'm going to make sure that these young guys are comfortable, and I'm going to put the ball where it needs to be, and I'm going to go where the open guy is, and I'm going to make everybody else feel comfortable. And I think he did a lot of that, and I think we saw that. And I'm guessing that probably went through the week and leading up to it, because everybody was ready to go with all of those young guys, from Noel to Higgins to Hutch, who had a big game. And so I give him a lot of credit for that. So I give him an A as well. He was the best player on the field yesterday. And in a game that they had to have him, those are the ones where you see him. But this is the thing, guys. We've got to get some consistency from him too, though, right? Like, and all of it is not his fault. I want you to hear that. All of it is not his fault. But, like, if you've noticed, Tyler and Clint, we do this every week. Guys, we've been in A, or F. Right, like there have been swing. There's not a B. There's not many B's in there. There's not. It's A. He's great, or he's like. There's got to be some level of consistency right there. You got to live in the middle there. Yeah. And again, I want this to be. It is not all his fault, right? You know, at times it's hard to do better when you were dealing with some of the pressure. But in Seattle, man. And you look at that game, which all of a sudden basically at one point turned into a one-possession game. It was a one-possession game with an ended, Clint. If he's a C instead of the F or D that we put, if he's a B-minus, then maybe that game is like he doesn't throw that bad pick at the end. We just got to get some level of consistency in the field. It's a lot of all or nothing. What has been this year with CJ, and we got to get in the middle there.
Yeah, look, you got to get when the competition – you know, stiffens, you've got to get more out of CJ Stroud. Now, what does that really mean is you got to be better up front. The play caller's got to be better. The O-line's got to be better. The wide receiver's got to separate and get you know, throws. But the more CJ Stroud trusts and commits to getting through, I've said this before, Ron, I mean, it's when CJ Stroud can come to the line of scrimmage and realize, hey, man, they're coming off my right side, and boom, 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 he can immediately adjust the protection and has the confidence to do that. That'll translate. That'll transition to the next game. The ability to come to the line of scrimmage and realize, like, hey, man, I got this route over here to my left, but they are clearly shading coverage that way. And when I snap the ball, the linebacker shuffles that way. I've got to get kicked back to the right side right now. I can't wait and see. No, it's over. Boom, it's over. Get to this right side. The more more reps CJ can get at doing that, the better he's going to be, and the more often he's going to be able to overcome stiffer defenses bringing pressure. And so, yeah, that reps, like time on task, is what you hear come out of the building all the time. But reps in that system and getting more and more confidence is huge. And this was this past week will go a long way to giving us a chance to win more games down the stretch here.
Yeah, he was fantastic. Someone texted in, B minus. I need to see CJ against a team like Denver. Jeremy Wilson tweets that in. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying, right? When I said a level of consistency, right? We've seen against the Ravens, who maybe had some guys out. We see against the 49ers, where the protection was great throughout the day, and obviously against the Titans for the most part. But against better opponents, better defenses, the ebbs and flows, can he be solid in some of these games? Because his defense, their defense, solid will win against some of these teams, right? Solid would have maybe given them a chance against Seattle. Solid would have maybe given them a chance against Jacksonville, right? It just got the ebbs and flows. I believe he's got like 3 A's, and I think you've given him maybe 3 F's. This year they played 7 games, right? That's somewhere we got to meet in the middle on that. All right, coming up as we continue, hey man, we want to hear from you. It is Monday. This has become a thing every Monday. We want to hear from the Drive family.